You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. This episode of Enterprise Radio is in association with E-New York. And that is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Danielle DiFerdinando, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who is the founder and lead designer at Danielle Nicole, a handbag company based in New York City. Her collections have sold at Bergdorf Goodman, Saks, and Nordstrom's. Her designs are regularly featured on NBC's Today Show, and her Sydney Shopper tote was the official gift bag at Oprah's OU event last fall. Danielle, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited to be on Enterprise Radio today.
Oh, I am as well. It's very inspiring. You certainly have gotten out of the gate at an early age. And just going back, looking at the start, what inspired you to study fashion and design to begin with?
I always had a passion for fashion. When I was younger, I loved to sew. And when I came to New York, I just became so obsessed with handbags and clothing going to FIT that I wanted to do this myself, seeing Donna Karan, seeing Calvin Klein, you know, Karl Lagerfeld, and seeing how they could do it. And I thought, if they can do it, why can't I do it? So, you know, I just taught myself ground up, buying samples, cutting them apart, learning how to make constructing the handbags. And then from there, I studied abroad. I took a lot of internships. And then, you know, it's just about networking, too. I went around with my own handbags, introducing myself, showing them my designs, and asking people to buy them.
That's too impressive, by the way. When did you realize you wanted to become a designer?
I mean, ever since I was a little girl, but it really came into reality once I got to New York. Being at the Fashion Institute of Technology, going to FIT, and then I also interned at Bergdorf Goodman, and then, you know, just from there, that's when I really knew I wanted to do this, and I really had a passion for it. I was driven by it, and that's when I really knew I wanted to become a designer.
Well, tell us, how have you grown your brand over the past 6 years?
The brand has grown tremendously. So I started, you know, again, making handbags out of my apartment. I love designing. I love sketching. I love coming up with new ideas for new designs. And I started out of my apartment making the handbags. And then I found a small manufacturer in Long Island City, New York. They were making my bags. And then when the company was growing, I had to go overseas in order to still keep the quality and the production. Keep growing the business, because here in the U.S. they couldn't handle my production level. So that was a great challenge, and, you know, very successful, especially a time in my life to go overseas to learn all about the factories and start producing my handbags there. And, you know, today we are in all the top retailers of the world: Macy's, Nordstrom, Dillard's, Piperlime.com, and about 200 boutique stores. And, you know, we have four different collections 4 times a year, and we have about 60 designs that we show 4 times a year. So that's actually 240 designs I come up with a year.
What would you feel would be the number one reason that everything has exploded into your favor, meaning your design has hit the big market and the big retail store? Is it just your connections, networking? What was it exactly?
No, well, honestly, it's the product. The product speaks for itself, because there's so much competition today that unless the product is, there's a great design, there's functionality, pretty colors, you know, the design detail is something unique, you know, you'll get lost. And that's something that makes my bag stand out so much. You know, we keep the luxury design, but at affordability, and that's why my customers keep coming back to me, and what I offer in the marketplace that's missing.
I love it. Today we're joined by Danielle DiFerdinando, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who is the founder and lead designer at Danielle Nicole, a handbag company based in New York City, here on Enterprise Radio in association with eNewYork, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Danielle, what have been some of the major challenges that you've experienced so far?
I think keeping the balance between the business side and the design side, always coming up with new ideas is something that, like, I always have to be researching the latest trends, traveling, finding new inspiration, and then also keeping the business side of it, knowing, like, you know, all about the raw materials, the costing, the sales, the marketing, and making sure everything, you know, complements each segment in the marketplace.
And tell us, what's next for Danielle Nicole? What can we expect to see in the future?
Definitely more handbags. You know, we're on the shows of a lot of celebrities, so we have a great following. And then eventually we're going to be moving into other categories such as shoes and home accessories and eventually jewelry. So we've got I want to create a lifestyle brand for Danielle Nicole. And, you know, I have the time, I have the age, and I have the passion to do it. So I'm really excited, and I can't thank all my fans enough to help, you know, support the brand and going out there and buying the brand. And, you know, the reason why I designed, it's nothing, there's no feeling in the world to see a customer wearing one of my bags. You know, it's such an amazing feeling, and I'm so thankful to be in the position that I'm at.
And I can totally understand that. Now tell our listeners where they can get more information online about Danielle Nicole.
You can get more information on www.danielle-nicole.com, or you can also go to piperlime.com. They carry our handbags, as well as nordstrom.com and dillard.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneurs listening in out there that have a dream or a passion to take to the marketplace?
My number one advice I always tell everyone is networking. I think networking is the most important thing in business. I came to New York City not knowing one person and just worked my way up just through communicating and then also listening to what people have to say. That's another big key, you know, and respecting others. And once you have those three components, there's no reason why you can't be successful, as well as a lot of passion, because you need a lot of patience and passion in this industry.
Well said. She is Danielle DiFerdinando, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who is the founder and lead designer at Danielle Nicole, a handbag company based in New York City. And for more information, visit Danielle-Nicole.com. Danielle, a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are very welcome, and continued success to you. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.